Men learn from their mistakes, and wise men learn from the mistakes of others. So I'm hoping that with this video, I'll be able to open up to you, no matter how vulnerable or painful that may be for me, because that might save you from some of the pain that I've went through. The breakup was 2 months ago, but I just haven't made like a video about it because I didn't want to make like a video for views saying like, hey guys, we broke up, whatever. I didn't want to do that. So that's an announcement if you didn't know already. But the first lesson from this experience is to not become the goofy farting boyfriend. That's a new phrase that I've been playing around with, which is the goofy farting boyfriend. Basically, you meet your woman and you meet her at a time that you're almost acting like James Bond, like you're grinding, you're working hard on your mission. Maybe you're traveling. Maybe you've been training so hard. You've been leveling up in business. Life's been going up. You barely even have time to see her. First of all, if you're not meeting women, most likely it's because you're not living like that. But when you are living like that and you're actually serious about self-improvement, about your business, about your impact on the world, you'll navigate your relationships in such a sexy, attractive way where you're just busy, but you're purposeful and you speak to women in such a masculine way. You go on a date with her and you're polarizing her, you're staring into her eye, you go in for the kiss like a masculine guy and everything. And you know, let's be honest, you get her wet. She's obsessed over you. 6 months later, 1 year later, she goes into the toilet and there's some poo-poo right there in the toilet seat that you've left. She thinks it's a bit gross, but whatever. She, you know, goes to the toilet, she comes back out, and you're there kind of like lying around waiting for her to come back, speaking in your high-pitched voice because you wanted to keep cuddling. And she can't help but to lose attraction for you. Many women will say like, oh no, but I love those moments when we turn into friends. But the truth is, and you know this, like you need to keep a polarized, mysterious relationship where you have that magical attraction between each other. People say that, yeah, it's completely normal to lose that in a relationship. But I think what's normal is not what I would recommend to you. It is normal to get into a relationship and to basically become like goofy friends with each other, where you're not magnetically sexually attracted to each other anymore, but you still have sex, but it becomes more mechanical than it does enchanting. It becomes more about just like kind of fucking randomly, where you skip foreplay compared to like doing the whole ritual that you guys used to do. And she can't help but to lose that primal attraction in you. So many guys I speak to have this attitude that once they've got the girl, that's when they can relax. And I have the same attitude as well, which I wish I didn't. But the lesson that I've learned is like, once you've gotten the girl, you'll realize that was the easy part. The hard part is now being in this long-term relationship and staying polarized, staying on your mission. Not just, you know, like, still go into the gym or whatever. Obviously, that's like level one, is like, keep doing the good habits. But it's how you present yourself to her. Are you starting to present yourself to your woman? Let's say if you get a girlfriend in the future, could you imagine that after a few months, you start to kind of break down that cool, mysterious, like masculine vibe that you had into just kind of like, yep, you know, this is me just in my passive kind of state, how I am next to my boys. You know, I'm laughing, I'm giggling, I'm not trying to be sexy or anything. Because if you break that down, you're no longer the guy that she actually fell for, and she loves you. So obviously, you know, she'll stay and she still really likes you and everything. But here's the brutal part. There's another guy out there who's still speaking to her like James Bond. She walks past the guy who's still been getting like his haircuts every week or every 2 weeks. And she can't help but to feel that sting, that shock of attraction that she used to have with you, but now in another guy. And you're like the good old faithful beta male who's just at home with his fat rolls. And you know, you've gotten a little bit fatter, but it's fine because you know, you've already got the girl, so you can bulk now, right? You're not putting in as much effort as you used to. You took her out for the first few times you guys met. You took her to like a nice place. You were romantic. You were really spending a lot of time thinking about how to polarize her, how to treat her so nicely. Like, you used to put in effort into the dates, and now you've stopped because the time you spend now is just kind of like hanging out. It's just like she comes over. Women might not tell you this to your face, but they want to be like wined and dined. They want you to take them out like you used to all the time. They want to go on like weekly or even like, you know, twice weekly date nights where she gets to wear a dress and heels and you wear like a formal attire with shoes and a belt and pants. Women love that stuff. She might say to you like, oh no, I'm tired, I don't really care about it, I just like spending time with you. Yeah, of course. She's not lying. She likes spending time with you, but they love like getting ready for something. They love like, you know, like looking amazing and taking pictures with you. And most importantly, woman who is in love with you, she just feels really loved when she can see that you've put in a lot of effort into yourself and into your time together. My mistake is that once I got deep into this relationship, I stopped putting in that level of effort. It stopped being about date nights and just about like us kind of, you know, spending time together. And it's not fair to do that to the girl because she was attracted to you when you were like this mysterious guy who's taken her out. Like, the first time I met my girl was in a villa in Thailand when I invited her over there. She was traveling with her brother. I was traveling with my video editor. I invite her over to like this amazing cafe. Then we come to my villa, we're swimming in the pool, and it's literally my flight is in like 5 hours, so it's romantic because I don't have enough time to, you know, stay here. So it's kind of like that sort of, you know, the love that gets away thing. The second date that we went on, she flows back to UK, and then we went on a 1 week road trip, the second time we've ever seen each other, where we drive through Scotland, we're sleeping in the car, going to cafes, and just, you know, like living life. How adventurous was that compared to the moments when we're just kind of living together and I'm just this fucking goofy guy who's making high-pitched like noises and you know, like laughing next to her the same way that I would with my male friends? We need to make this clear to each other, and I hope you can learn from my lesson. Don't act in front of your girl like you would with your boys. When you're with your boys, you probably can relax fully and speak however you want. You're not trying to sexually attract them, so you don't need to have like a low, deep, like presence voice. You can just speak and goof around, laugh really loudly and everything. But when you're with your girl, you should see it as always like a moment of attraction, even when you know you've got her. Never think that your woman is like 100% yours, because it's kind of like, this is how it works, like a weird analogy. Imagine there's like the love bar for a woman, it kind of goes up like this, and this is how much she loves you, right? And so you like attract her, you take her out on the date, you've presented yourself really nice, you're kind, whatever, you're making her love you more and more and more. But with a woman, it's kind of like hard mode, where their love bar will constantly just kind of go down unless they get a refreshment of love, attention, commitment, and present from you, which means that how much she likes you can go up through your actions. But if you don't do those actions, it will slowly go down, which is common sense, right? If you don't like top up the love that she feels, of course it will go down, right? Probably it's the same with guys as well, but I feel like it's a lot slower. And so most relationships look like this, where the guy's being super masculine and disciplined and he's sexy, and you know, this is what I was doing the first few times she saw me. The first few months I was like, you know, speaking to her in such an attractive masculine way, building up the connection, building up the love that she felt. And then once it got to a certain point and I felt like, you know, comfortable and complacent that I've already gotten her, that's when I got so fucking complacent that I'm ashamed of it, that like the love bar started to go like this. I stopped taking her out on dates. That's not fair to her. If you're starting this relationship showing her that the man you could be, and then she starts to see you deteriorate and put in less effort into your relationship, the truth is, if you're putting in less effort into the relationship, most likely you're also putting in less effort into your fitness and business and everything. How you do one thing is how you do another thing. You know that to be the truth. We like to believe like, oh, you know, I'm too busy for my relationship. Bullshit. How you do one thing is how you do another thing. When you're grinding hard on your fitness, your relationship improves. When your relationship improves, your business improves. It's not like this thing where, oh, I really care about business, so my relationship's gonna suffer right now. Fuck, that is not how it works at all. And we all know this. When you improve one part of your life, the other part improves. So if you're in a relationship right now, which is going downhill, or you could have the humility to think, you know what, this could happen to me in the future, I could get a little bit complacent. Be careful for those moments when you're putting in less effort into your relationship, because you're probably also putting in less effort into your fitness, your diet, your training as well. The reason why me and my ex split up is because we did this little exercise together where I told her to sit down and to write down like her goals and the season of life that she wanted to get into. So both of us had our laptops out and we wrote about, okay, for the next few months, what kind of life do we want to live? And so I wrote it really authentically and honestly, and I think she did as well. And I wrote, you know what, I want to move to like a big city. I want to be around like businessmen. I want to really make friends. Like me and her hadn't had friends for months. We had been traveling around, not staying in one place. And when we were doing this, we were in the middle of like nowhere in Scotland. No one our age was there at all. So it was just me and her in like a cabin in the middle of the woods in Scotland for months. And I thought that that's like such a wholesome life. I even made videos about it saying, you know, this is my dream life. I'm in the middle of nowhere. It very quickly turned quite toxic, not like because of our behaviors towards each other, but just because like men and women are supposed to have fucking friends. And so we didn't have friends. I didn't have friends. She didn't have friends. You know, we had people online. She could call her family. I had like my boys that I teach inside of my program. I had like my brother that I'd hop on calls with and everything. But it's not the same as actually meeting people in real life, laughing, talking, touching each other. You know, like not in a weird way. Don't try and make this weird. But you know, like you see your boys and you kind of dap them up and you fist bump each other and you laugh and you put your hand like this. You miss that, man. We were in the middle of fucking nowhere. And so I wrote on my document of what, you know, my dream life would be right now. And I said I wanted to move to like the middle of a city and I wanted a vibrant friends. And I'll tell you the truth, because this isn't going to sound cool at all and you might judge me for this. I tell you the exact truth I wrote down. I said, you know what? I actually want to have a few like sleepless nights. I want to have a few like sleep deprived nights where I stay up late, bro. For the last few years, I've went to sleep at 7, 8 p.m. You couldn't imagine the amount of like parties and social events and dinners that I've missed so that I could like, you know, grind and be on monk mode. And so I realized in a weird way, it was actually more comfortable and complacent for me to actually stay on my monk mode routine, because it's easy for me. It's like, it's comfortable for me to basically be around no one other than my girl and just fucking work 12 hours a day. I've done that for the last few years. It wasn't challenging me anymore. And you know, it's awkward because I announced to everyone, I'm in Scotland, guys, and you know, here I am in the middle of nowhere and I'm on monk mode and you know, there's no one around me, haha. But I realized like, that's not actually pushing me to my edge anymore. I don't need more hours of me on my laptop just like, you know, going to sleep at fucking 7, 8 p.m. and waking up super early. I need more time next to people where I'm challenged, where I have to learn like how to be super social again, where I have to learn like how to handshake people properly, where I get to meet someone who's also got, you know, hundreds of thousands of subscribers, and me and him are discussing like how to increase our, you know, view count or whatever. Those are like inspiring conversations, and I wasn't having them. So I wrote down all of this, that I wanted to, you know, be connected to other people. I wanted to live in a city. I wanted to take a bunch of trips. I wanted to be super social. I wanted to have some late nights where we stay up and we're social and there's a party that we go to and everything. And I'm not gonna lie, I don't want to say a bad word about my girl. I really can't, about my ex. But she saw it, and I'm not gonna lie, like, I could see how, like, offended she was, where she was quite, like, pressuring. She was like, wait, you wanna do this? Oh, you wanna do that? You wanna stay up late, but that's unhealthy. And I understood, you know, it is, fair enough. What I'm saying is, like, oh yeah, like, I kinda wanna be a little bit more sleep deprived. And she just couldn't really see that this was, like, me just being authentic, that this was the life I wanted to live. So there was quite a lot of, like, judgment from her. And when I saw that judgment, I thought, yeah, like, maybe we're not actually compatible for the next season. Because for hers, she wrote that she wanted to do more of the things that we were currently doing. She wanted to get more into the sort of wild, detached away from people. Whilst that sounds, it's wholesome as fuck, and you know that she's an awesome girl for that, she doesn't want to be around, like, you know, like party girls and whatever. I just realized, like, we're actually going into two separate seasons right now. So another lesson from this breakup, what's inspired the breakup to begin with, what you might want to do either in, if you're in a relationship or maybe you're about to get into one, sit down with the girl, open up a document, both of you, like your iPhone notes, and just say to each other, okay, write down what you want the next few months of your life to look like. What do you want to do on weekends? What time do you want to have dinner? What diet do you want to be on? What big goal are we working towards? What is like this year about? What is our relationship about? And write it with pure honesty. I could have sugarcoated what I wrote down because I knew that, you know, she probably would take it in kind of a negative way because she's a very private kind of like introverted girl. She doesn't want to do many of these social things, which is awesome. You know, it sounds wholesome as fuck, right? But I knew that like I could lie and sugarcoat things, but I have to be authentic to myself. And I wrote the truth. She wrote the truth. And we realized that there's incompatibility there. So this is a very mature exercise for you to do, even though it can be quite heartbreaking, is write down what you really want out of life, out of this year, out of this month, and see how compatible that is with the girl that you're either about to date. You know, let's say you've been going on a bunch of dates with the same girl, things are getting so awesome, you're about to like ask her to be your girlfriend. Do that exercise first and ask her, like, what direction do you want to go in this year? Like, what did you want out of this year and next year? When did you want to have children? How social do you want to be? What do you want to do with friends? Do you want to spend time with friends or not? Because I realized, like, I had slacked on my social relationships, my friendships for so long. And I missed it. I missed being with the fucking boys. And I didn't have that whilst in this relationship because I felt like it was all consuming. Like, we had to live together. She only wanted to live together. She hated, like, us not living together. But when we live together, it's like, I just turn into the kind of guy who's not spending time with guys and everything. And so I didn't want to live with each other anymore. And she was offended by that. I wrote that as the truth. Like, I actually wanted to either get my own place or live with guys. And again, that was something that she judged quite negatively. And I'm not saying this as she's a bad person. It's just that that hurt her and broke her heart. Because you can imagine to a girl, you saying like, oh yeah, I don't want to live with you, I want to live with like my friends, or I want to live alone, especially if you're currently living together, it's a moment of hurt for her. And we just realized how incompatible we were. But I'm glad that I went through that because I was ruthlessly authentic to her. Now, another lesson, which is a little bit less about the breakup, but how I've handled the situation and the video I made yesterday about the date that I went on, I didn't announce this breakup because I didn't want to make a fucking cringy little view haul video. Hey guys, we broke up. And so we split up in January, right? And I didn't make like an updated video. And maybe I should have, just so like the boys kind of knew, because that's what a lot of people commented. But I want you to imagine from my perspective, I posted that video yesterday about going on the date with a Russian girl. And there's been thousands of comments of guys calling me out, criticizing me, Hamza, you're this, Hamza, oh, well, Hamza, a few months ago, you said the relationship was so good and you've changed so much in a few months. Like, you know, guys just basically judging me, right? What I'm proud about is that I still have stayed ruthlessly authentic. I read those comments and it hurt my feeling, right? Imagine thousands of people judging you and saying, you're this, you're that, you're this, you're that. I could have flipped around. I could have lied. I could have, like, you know, just, like, not being authentic. Truthfully, it hurts. There's pain in reading negative comments. There's pain in realizing you and your girl are not as compatible as you think you are. But I don't think that man is supposed to avoid pain, because with the pain of reading all these comments, I ended up reading one from a guy who didn't write it in a disrespectful way, but he said, he gave me the idea. He said, Hamza, you should just make a video about lessons from this breakup, because that way you can turn your pain into a gift for us, like a gift of education. And I read that comment, you know, it was randomly, like, it wasn't very high liked, but it was just random there. And I thought, that's a fucking brilliant idea. There's pain, you know, in heartbreak and splitting up. There's pain in announcing that you split up to the internet of people who know your story and your private details. But I can turn that into a gift. And so another lesson that I want to give you from this breakup, even though it came from more about talking about the breakup than the actual breakup itself, is that when you're going through pain as a man, turn that into fuel for either your own development. So this is when, you know, like a guy breaks up with his girl and then he really starts going to the gym hard and everything. Or turn it into a gift, like some kind of service, something you can do for other people. So for this experience, if I'm honest, I didn't actually go through that much pain in the breakup. That's how I know it was the right thing. The moment we determined that we were incompatible, we stopped having like a good time next to each other. And we were almost like counting down the days of just thinking like, we should probably just like not be living with each other then. And maybe we should have a little bit of a break. We ended up leaving the Airbnb we were staying in, even though there was like a whole month, like £5,000, like still left in the stay of it. We drove all the way back to England from Scotland, and I took all my stuff, moved back home, basically, like to my mother's house. And it's kind of brutal to say this, but I've been nothing but so, so happy and productive and driven since that point. I said this to her. We spoke once after we split up. You know, she went back home, I went back home. We didn't really speak. And we spoke once, and I told her, like, I hope this doesn't hurt you, but I just want to tell you the truth. I knew she'd be kind of happy for me. And I said, you know what? Since I came back home and we've not been together, I've actually had a spring in my step. I've actually, like, really, really been happy. Like, genuinely, like, honestly, this is the happiest I've been in my life so far. Honestly, like, this is the most fulfilled right now of my entire life. And I said this to her, and, you know, I could see, like, a spike of pain inside of her. Like, it's not, you know, so nice to hear that someone you used to be with is happier without you. But she's a lovely girl, and I saw her kind of relax into it, and she was like, I'm so happy that you're happy. And, you know, she like, somewhat feels the same way. She misses me dearly, but she also feels like it was for the best anyway. And we both have been nothing but respectful. It wasn't, like, there was not a single argument. We hugged each other goodbye and everything. It's been nothing but, like, respectful. And so I told her the truth. Like, this is the happiest I've been in my life. I actually really feel aligned to me. This is another lesson I should have told you, actually, but in terms of the relationship. What I did wrong was that I aligned a lot of my life to us. So I aligned, like, think about it. I set up my life in a way that kind of worked for her, for us, for our relationship. And it was only when I came back home and we split up that I started to align my life only to me. So I started to go to the gym at the time that I wanted to, not at the time that she could get ready, but at the time I wanted to. I started to eat at the time that I wanted to, not at the time that she wanted to cook or she wanted to eat, but for me. I aligned everything to me. That's why I'm here in London right now. I don't live here right now. Maybe I'll get a place here soon, but I started to align for me. And my life just got so much better, because I realized, like, when you're in a relationship, if you're kind of like me, you'll kind of merge both of your lives together and make decisions based on this mutual interest, which is probably the good thing to do in a relationship. But then you lose, like, a lot of these decisions that you could have made, which would actually make your life even better than if you were in that relationship. So there's sacrifices that you can have in a relationship. Oh, you know, you really care about her. She needs a house that's like this, but you wanted a house that's like that. Let's compromise and give her what she wants. That's what most guys do, right? The compromise is basically, like, doing what she wants and getting the thing that she wants. That's what most relationships are like. And it just means that the man starts to grow this subtle sense of being miserable, because you don't get to get the and enjoy the things that you want, because you almost have to like get your girl the thing that she wants. You know, she wants to stay in this kind of place. She wants to live this kind of life. She wants to go to the gym at this time. As disciplined as you can be in a deep long-term relationship, especially when you start living with each other, you start just kind of like compromising and you know, oh, she's not ready yet, so we'll go at 7:30. And when I came back and I it was only me, you know what I mean? I only live like for me now. It meant that I could go to the gym exactly when I want, which meant that I had this extra level of like power through the day, which felt so nice. So if there's another lesson I can give you, is stay aligned to yourself. Even in the relationship, see yourself as an individual. That's a common sense lesson for most people. But if you're anything like me, maybe because of childhood trauma, you merge your life with your girl so much that you lose that individuality. So if you went through like, you know, some bullshit, like childhood shit, parents being abusive, whatever it is, if you feel like you have this huge need for intimacy to be with this girl and you're obsessed over her, if you're the kind of guy who used to like cuddle your pillow thinking about your crush, it's very likely that you'll get into a relationship that you'll get almost in a weird way too close to, and you'll lose who you are to just kind of be in this relationship and to, you know, spend time with her and to do things that she wants to do. Don't have that. Don't live like that. Stay aligned to you and your goals, because that's the only way that you can be truly happy in a relationship and in life, is that you're aligned to the thing that you think you need to do for your mission, your growth, and then just kind of enjoy the people who are compatible with you when you are aligned to that vision of your life. The final lesson, which is again kind of an obvious one, but it's hard, is like for the kind of guy I am, because one, I'm a guy who's fairly open, and I'll be very honest with you and you know, tell you things. I get a lot of criticism online, you know, I change my opinions about shit all the time. Like, that's the biggest criticism I get, and I understand that. It must piss you off watching my videos and be like, fuck's sake, this dickhead's like he's saying again something completely different. I was following like the old protocol and he said live life like this, now he's completely changed his mind and I have to like fucking catch up with that. I understand that's gonna piss you off, but one of the things I'll tell you is like, I can only just tell you what's going on in my brain right now. That's all I can promise you, is like, I will just tell you the lessons that I'm currently going through and what I'm currently thinking about life. And I never want to like lie to you. Like, I've tried to be as honest as possible, no matter how much like shit that I've said or mistakes that I've made or times that I've fucked up or times that I've contradicted myself. The one thing you can say about me is that I'm an honest guy. I've literally looked at the camera and told you times that which I've fucked up, which I know for a fact that people will dislike me and criticize me for, but I've never lied or like hid away from the truth. But one lesson that I might take from now is to actually stay more private and to kind of like hide the details of other people more. So here's the thing with me, I'm an open book. If some shit's happened, I'll tell you. If I fuck up and I've like randomly got a porn addiction again, I'll literally tell you that. You know that I'm the kind of guy who would actually do that, right? But one of the things like I've learned is don't bring in other people into this. I'm an open book. I'm not a private person. I like to kind of talk about this shit that I'm going through, especially like this. It's fairly therapeutic for me, and I know how purposeful and impactful it is for other guys. But it's not fair to be speaking about other people. You know, I speak about my girl a lot. I showed her on camera loads of times. You know about her. I've spoke a lot, haven't I? And the problem with that is like, you know so many random details about my ex that she probably didn't really want you to know. You know, me and her would have these conversations and, you know, she kind of liked it when I spoke about her. But often she's a very private girl, and so she would have probably preferred for me to talk a lot less about her and probably to like never have actually shown what she looks like. She's a private girl. She literally has no social media, so you wouldn't be able to like find her or anything. And that's the kind of girl she is. Since she has no social media, you can tell she's the kind of girl who doesn't want like details of her life spoke about online. And so that's why I didn't really want to make this video, be out of respect to her, because I'm going to be sat here talking about, oh yeah, so you know, we were in Scotland and we were doing this and we were doing this and she's like this and this is like this, and you know what I mean. So the last lesson that I'll just give you is, if you are thinking about becoming like a YouTuber or a social media influencer, or if you're just a guy who, like, you know, you've got family and friends and stuff, just be careful in exposing details about your woman, because you might come to regret that, especially with the age of like social media and the tricky part of like this being your job, you know, to like post videos that get views. You might want to like view whore your girl a little bit. You might want to have her in the thumbnails, which I totally get. I've done that so many times. I'm not sure if that's a good idea, because you're exposing her to the harsh elements of the internet, where there's thousands of people who can make judgments on her. And that's not fair. It's like, if you're going to judge anyone in this situation, it should be me. I'm the influencer, right? But like, there's like evil people out there that have taken clips that I've posted of her and like put it into their own video, like insulting her for no reason. It's actually like, you don't even fucking fucking know her. I've only told you like 1%. She's an amazing girl. It's like she's not been like disrespectful or anything to anyone, right? Me and her watched them, right? But there was a few videos on YouTube where someone's like done like an analysis of her face. Someone said like she doesn't know how to read and that she's a bimbo bitch and you know like shit like that. And she laughs at them. She's the kind of girl like she grows up in like a fucking rural area next to farms and stuff, like in a farm, right? So she literally looks at these internet videos and thinks it's like kind of like interesting that humans are like this. But it's not fair that like this clips on the internet that I've posted that now I don't have control over because people have downloaded them and put it on their own channels and stuff. It's not a lot. There's a few fucking weirdos who have done that. But it's just like, I wish I never had content of her online. I spoke to Iman Gaji recently and we spoke about this really. And I asked him like, you know, he gets a wife or something. Are you going to show her online? He went, no, never. Because he knew like what would happen. He's been in this game way longer than I have. You know, he's been posting videos for like 10 years. Iman, I've only been posting them for about 4. I think that's the lesson that I may follow. I think in the next relationship I get into, I'll really have like a deep thought and deep discussions with my woman and ask her, you know, like, how would you feel if, for example, I did post content of you and people used it against us? Like people literally downloaded that content, made videos about you and everything, because that's what happens. And it's not cool, is it? Like, I'm the YouTuber. If you're gonna download someone's content to criticize them or to chat some shit, do it on me. Like, fucking download my clips. Like, why the fuck would you ever like take an innocent girl's like pictures and stuff? Like, it's just, it's weird, man. I'm even unsure of to keep this part of the video inside because I just feel like I'm talking too much about her when people are just weird on the fucking internet, man. So the final lesson is like, probably stay a little bit more private, protect the privacy of your woman. Maybe you're not like trying to be an influencer, but you might still want to not say that much like kind of things about her to people who might fucking yap. So for example, to your mother, to your brother, to your father, tell them everything, tell your family everything. But you probably have like someone, one dickhead friend there. If you tell him some details, he might kind of like tell her that you said that about her. He might like tell someone else that tells her. Imagine like you go on a date with a really lovely girl and you've been seeing her a little bit, then you have sex with her and you go and tell one guy and you're like, oh, you know, I had sex with her last night, it was awesome, you know, it was nice and I'm getting to know her more. And that fucking guy will like say something to someone else, and before you know it, it's like the girl hears that you told someone that you guys had sex. And it's like, it's not a very like nice feeling for the girl to think, oh, he's talking about me in that way, how did he mean it and everything. Maybe be the kind of guy who's just a bit more private, keeps his lips fucking sealed and protects the privacy of his woman. I think that would have been so much better. Those are lessons that I can think of right now. I'm sure that I'll, you know, get more and more as time goes on. I'm not sorry that I didn't make this video earlier. If you're pissed off at me because you had this expectation that I should have like made a, hey guys, we broke up video the moment that we broke up, I don't give a fuck, basically. When I look at the comments of yesterday's video, if you want to go have a look of me talking about, I went on this date, and there's so many people who were saying, oh, but Hamza, you've got to tell us the details and stuff, you should have made a video earlier. I'm not sorry whatsoever. It's like, I don't really owe you anything. If I'm going through something which is very personal, and I'm going through something which is like a significant emotional journey, specifically with someone else, I'm not going to rush to go and make like a video explaining this, the details of it, out of respect for that person. If it's me, bro, if I fapped this morning, you know for a fact, whilst I've still got cum on my hands, I'll press record and tell you, hey guys, just fapped, haha, you know, do the hard work. Like, I'm down to be fucking open and genuine and stuff when it's about me. But when it's about other people, I want to make sure that, like, I really think it through and give the space and everything. So, like, when I read the comments of yesterday's video, I was reading them with almost like a what the fuck you want, my little 14-year-old saying like, oh, but Hamza, you know, you should have made a video about this, but Hamza, like, you 6 months ago, you said that you were in love and you change your mind all the time. Well, yeah, because shit changes in a few months. Anyone who's been in a relationship will tell you, like, things can completely change and 180 in the space of a month, in the space of, like, 3 months since I made the last video about this woman. So, yeah, I don't actually feel like I owe you an apology. If you feel like I do, maybe you're a pussy. Maybe you shouldn't be watching me. Maybe you want to go and watch some fucking influencer who's gonna go make the, we broke up guys, ha ha ha, oh, we got back together guys. I've done that as well, but it's like, there's always a delay. I'm not quick on the internet. I'm not someone who, like, there's a trend and I'll quickly hop onto it and tell you something and then make another video about it or something. It's like, when you hear about details of my life, if it's about other people, usually it's like fucking months ago that I've now decided to speak about. When there's like internet beef with me and some other creator, they'll chat shit about me for weeks, months, and then I'll make a response video because I've only just seen the shit. I only just like fucking saw that Greg Duchette's been talking about me last year. I only see, like, seen like a few dickheads who like talk about me because I don't watch this shit, bro. What, like, even though I will work and be on my computer for 12 hours a day. I'm not here being some fucking influencer. I'm a real fucking man who's in the real world, grinding in the fucking trenches. I woke up again at 5 a.m. My friends are downstairs in the gym. I started the workout before them so that I could come up, record this video, go downstairs, break my fast, eggs and carnivore diet only. I'm in the real fucking world, like, doing the things that I talk about. And so you are going to hear, like, the lessons from a ruthlessly authentic man who's unapologetic with his decisions in life. I will try my best to come over here and to give you the most important lessons, but you always have to take them with a grain of salt. All I can do is just give you the advice that will help you to make the same kind of progress that I've made. 4 years ago, I was broke, fat, addicted to weed, porn, junk food. And now I'm in the biggest city of my country in a 5-star hotel that hasn't even dented my bank account, with good friends downstairs, feeling super fucking healthy, with an amazing physique and mental and physical strength, with an amazing business, which is, like, you know, my family business, my family work with me. So if that's the kind of person that you want to listen to and you want to make that quick of a transformation, then you better understand something right now, young man. The advice that I'm going to give you comes directly from my life, and I do not live an ordinary life. If you think that I'm going to be some dickhead who's going to come over to the camera and basically fucking lie and tell you the same thing over and over and over again, you'd be mistaken. You better fucking get ready for me to contradict myself every 3 to 6 months. You know why? Because that's what happens when you are fucking improving and changing so much in life. That's what happens. If you expect me to give you the same message year on year, what does that mean? It means that I stayed the same. If you want me to stay the same, get the fuck out of here, you weird, like, fucking parasocial little rat. This is a self-improvement channel. I will improve ruthlessly as fucking hard as I can. And if that means that I'm so different every 3 to 6 months and that scares you because you're unable to form this parasocial relationship with me, get the fuck out of here and go find some cute little fucking dickhead who's making videos on self-improvement, but he's not even changing that much. If you want to change so significantly that these dickheads will be saying to you, oh bro, you changed 3 months ago, you were like this, but now you're so different. If you want to have that much of a fucking change, you and I will probably get along. If you want to be basically the same guy year on year and try and improve by 1% a day like a pussy, get out of here. If you want to really have that fast progress where you look back to yourself every 3 months and almost cringe at how different you used to be, like, you know, like, if you'll relate to what I'm saying, if you're this type of guy where you cringe at just how you used to be a few months because of how much you've changed since then, that's the kind of guy that I would want in my tribe, because you're rapidly evolving whilst most people, including those on self-improvement, cannot catch up to this. They can't catch up to this. Every successful man that I know who's, like, really fucking wealthy, they've changed so much, because that's what happens when you are rapidly building success. That's what happens. Like, if you go from fucking zero to making millions a year in only a few years, you're going to be rapidly changing. So don't think that you're going to come to my videos and I'm going to be super consistent over the year telling you the same message over and over and the same lesson over and over. I learn, like, a new paradigm breaking fucking lesson every fucking week, because that's the life that I'm really fucking living. I'm, like, I'm out here actually doing what I practice. If you're not getting these paradigm breaking beliefs, if you're not changing and evolving and basically shedding layers of your identity, basically killing yourself every few months, you are probably nothing like me. And I guarantee you'll stay in this exact same, like, you know, hometown position for the next few years straight. If that's the life you want to live, get fucked. If you want to live the kind of life where you can see that I've rapidly changed and evolved, and you can judge however you want, but I believe I've gotten better and better and better and better and more fulfilled, more and more living from my true core purpose every few months, this is the kind of content that would really fucking help you. I am the kind of leader who you'd probably want to follow. If you want to go and follow some dickhead who's slow with his journey, go right ahead. If you want to follow a man who's abrasively, unapologetically shedding layers of his purpose with no fucking hesitation, this is the right place to be. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah!